Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the rebranded Re-Championship Drive known as City Street Sports. I've missed you and I hope you have missed me as much as I have missed you. I am your host, Mr. Big Game James, your player partner, the guy bringing you the realest in the sports world out there today. You know what I'm saying? So we're happy to be back. Happy to be back talking sports and happy to be back bringing such a championship drive with you. So we're going to jump right off into it on our first return back of this rebranded championship drive known as City Street Sports. You know what I'm saying? Unless you have simply not paid attention to the NFL world, you now know or you have known or you're about to know that the most highly visible NFL franchise known as the Dallas Cowboys are going through a little bit of a contractual dispute with probably the most highly visible running back in the National Football League and Mr. Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel started this conversation and this tug of war back with Jerry Jones by not attending training camp at the beginning of August. And so Jerry Jones, you know, and Zeke's folks have kind of had a little push and pull in the media through back channels and things of that nature. And now rumor has it, as of today, that according to rumors, Ezekiel Elliott is prepared to sit out the entire 2019 NFL season unless he gets a new deal from the Dallas Cowboys. Wow. So here's the thing. You look at the NFC. The NFC is wide open. And you take into the fact that the Dallas Cowboys did win the NFC East last year. The Cowboys with Dak Prescott, with a defense now that's being led by Jalen Smith, Amari Cooper on the outside, an above-average offensive line. Listen, the Dallas Cowboys are a legitimate title-contending franchise this season with Ezekiel Elliott. Without Ezekiel Elliott, not so much. Because I'm going to tell you something. Alfred Morris is not going to lead you to a championship. It's not going to be the driving force. And it's not a knock on Alfred. That's just keeping it real. That's more of a respect and a paying homage to the talent that is Ezekiel Elliott. Now, let me be clear. Let me be transparent. Because being transparent is important. Being transparent is how we build relationships. It's how you and I connect to understand that we can look each other in the eye. We've got trust. So when I tell you that I have 100% completely, let me say 100% completely support Ezekiel Elliott and his holding out. Look, man, tell Jerry to be like to Jerry Maguire. You know what I'm saying? Ezekiel Elliott, hey, you better tell him, Zeke. Tell your people to tell them to show you the money. Because, you know, people look at it and say, well, does Zeke have years still on his contract? Absolutely, Zeke has years left on his contract. But when you look at the position of running back, you look what Ezekiel Elliott has done since he's been in the National Football League. Ezekiel Elliott has been in the National Football League 3 seasons. In 3 seasons, he's won 2 rushing titles. The season that he didn't win the rushing title, okay, because he was suspended for a number of games, he still led the league in yards per game. So you average that out for an entire season, Ezekiel Elliott would have won is he to be a 3-time rushing champion. So it's important to understand those things. And so when you look at the pounding, the abuse, the physicality that running backs take, and you consider the money. Let me tell you something. When you look at the realm of sports, okay, time and time again, we've always seen the owners are always going to make the best decision that is going to allow the franchise free flexibility to compete, to make money, however those things. Sometimes winning championships and making money are hand in hand. We've seen very many franchises that haven't concerned themselves with winning championships. They've just been concerned with making money. And in some of those money-making moves, how many times have we seen owners cut players, trade players, get rid of players, take players' contracts, reduce them down to you know what I'm saying, things that take away millions and then release guys off and they ride off into the sunset. So when you have a player like Ezekiel Elliott, who's 24 years old, and he's looking at Jerry Jones, who is a oil and gas tycoon, you know, he's the leader and owner of the most visible, recognizable franchise in America, but the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys are worth $5 billion plus. I support Ezekiel Elliott when he says, I'm 24 years old and I play one of the most, if not the most demanding position in all of sports. I got to look out for myself. My shelf life isn't very long. It isn't very long compared to wide receivers. It isn't very long compared to quarterbacks. It isn't very long. So if you're Ezekiel Elliott, you know, and you're looking at the money, like let's look at Dak. Let's look at Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott is also another individual who is up for a contract extension. It's about time for him to get a deal done. Now, when we look at Dallas Cowboys and we look at the success overall of the Dallas Cowboys, it's not something that we openly sit there and we apply to Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott, when he gets his deal, he's going to be looking at an annual number of somewhere between $20 and $28 million annually. Now, when you think about that type of money, especially as you get closer to that $30 million a year range, you know, when we look at Dak, you know, is he Aaron Rodgers? No. Is he Tom Brady? No. Is he Patrick Mahomes? No. Is he Drew Brees? No. So when you talk about paying a guy that type of money, you know, I would expect that guy could single-handedly probably win me a ball game. That guy is the guy that, you know, I look at and say, hey, he's the face of the franchise. And don't get me wrong. Okay, let's not make it seem like Dak Prescott, you know what I'm saying, doesn't bring particular intangibles to the football field as a starter of Dallas Cowboys. Since he has been in the league and a starter, okay, since the 2016 season, Mr. Prescott brings an impressive record as a starter as 32-16, okay? He has a completion percentage of over 60%, well over 60%, 66.1 to be factual. You know what I'm saying? Give him 67 touchdowns, 25 interceptions, 10,876 yards. That is Dak Prescott's resume, okay? That's his resume. So I'm not saying that Dak Prescott is, you know, just, he's just along for the ride. He's certainly not Trent Dilfer by any means necessary. That's not even the question. Like Dak Prescott he's a starter in the National Football League. It's unquestioned. But I think in terms of when we look at the dynamics of how Ezekiel Elliott changes the football game, when we look at the terms of use on a running back, when we look at the terms of defenses putting eight men in the box preparing to gear up to stop the run, that creates different lanes for a quarterback. That opens up some things when you've got a dominant runner like you have in Ezekiel Elliott. And so when you look at the money, when you look at it in terms of the money, with Dak looking to earn anywhere from 20 to 28 million per season, and then we look at somebody like Ezekiel, you know, I think we're talking about, I think Todd Gurley's deal is going to put him at around 13, 14, somewhere between that annually. You know, Zeke may, you know, tap out somewhere around there annually once he gets his deal done. But you're still talking on a difference on an average of almost $15 million and what these two positions bring to the team in terms of usage, in terms of MVP ability. You know what I'm saying? Like, you look at Zeke Elliott's numbers in 2018, and we say, why is the guy holding out? Again, as I've stated, running backs have arguably the shortest shelf life in all of sports. And so when we look at what Zeke did in 2018, Zeke led the league in rushing. Zeke led the league in rushing attempts. Zeke led the league in carries. Zeke led the league in first downs. Zeke tied for second for most 20-plus yard runs. When you look at his overall 2016 usage, this is what we're talking about, 322 carries, 32 receptions, 354 touches. 2017, 242 carries, 26 receptions, 268 total touches. 2018, 304 carries, 77 receptions, for 381 touches, okay? Usage, destruction, wear on the body. Those are the types of things that when you're a young running back and you're 24 years old, you've got to protect yourself. And the thing that we have to be honest about, is there a Super Bowl without Ezekiel Elliott lining up in that backfield? Let's be real. Absolutely, there is no Super Bowl. And Jerry understands. Jerry is a competitor. Jerry is like the modern day Al Davis. He just wants to win, baby. And Jerry understands the Super Bowl window. Because let's be real. For as valuable and as much money and as recognizable as the Dallas Cowboys are, as attractive as the market is, the Cowboys have 3 playoff wins in 22 seasons since their last Super Bowl. Maybe you didn't hear me. They have 3 wins in their last 22 seasons as the Dallas Cowboys. So let's look at the success. So we talked about the impact of Dak being the starter in the National Football League for the Dallas Cowboys, having a 32-16 record. Okay, that goes back to 2016, 2017, 2018. Okay. Since that same time span, guess who also has been in the Dallas Cowboys backfield with Mr. Dak Prescott? We're talking about Ezekiel Elliott. We're talking about the Ezekiel Elliott that has brought you 2 rushing titles. We're talking about the Ezekiel Elliott that probably could have bought you a 3rd rushing title. Okay? We're talking about the same Ezekiel Elliott who in 2018, okay, when you won your 3rd playoff game in 22 years, Ezekiel Elliott against the Seattle Football Seahawks rumbled for 137 yards and 1 touchdown on 26 carries against the Seattle Seahawks. Okay? That's the type of success. That's the type of MVP caliber. Then when we talk about MVPs, most of the time we're talking about the quarterbacks. But on this team, you're not going to find many folks who would say that Dak Prescott is the best football player on the team. You're not going to find many who would say Amari Cooper is the best that the Dallas Cowboys have to offer. They're going to look at the guy who rumbled for 137 yards and 1 touchdown on 26 carries against the win in Seattle. Because the very next week, I think Zeke had 40, I think he was held about 40 yards against the Rams. And guess what? They went home. Because you know why they didn't went home? Because your MVP, your running back, your guy that is holding out, your guy that is saying, I need to get paid to protect my future, was not able to get it going. So you were home. Where is your quarterback? Where is your quarterback to deliver, to raise and to elevate your team to rise past that challenge against the Los Angeles Rams? MVPs rise to the level. But this isn't an indictment against, this isn't an indictment against Dak. We're just pointing out that we have to recognize who is the guy that's the engine of the offense. And it should be clear as day who the engine is in that Ferrari. His name is Ezekiel Elliott. You look at the Dallas Cowboys record with Dak and Zeke in the backfield, 32-16, including the playoff win. The Cowboys' 3 previous seasons in 2015, 14, and 13. The Cowboys went 12-4, 4-12, and 8-8. The Cowboys, in the last 3 seasons prior to Zeke and Dak coming on to the roster, were 24-24. One of the most valuable franchises in sports, one of the most visible owners in sports, one of the hottest popping cities in the nation, easy attraction for free agents, Tony Romo is the quarterback, and the list could go on and on and on, but they couldn't get it done. But these guys, particularly your 2-time rushing champion, has stepped up to the forefront and not only has brought you to a threshold of 3 consecutive seasons of over 500, brought you 2 rushing titles, but he's delivered you a playoff win. He's delivered you a playoff win. Now, if you want to do the comparisons, Zeke has led the league in rushing twice. How many times has Dak led the league in yards? None. How many times has Dak led the league in touchdowns from the quarterback position. None. You look at Dak's decision-making ability over the course. Now, this isn't an indictment against Dak. This is simply stating on the point how important the running back position this guy is to this football team. In 2016, Dak was sacked 25 times. That's excusable. Yeah, he's on a learning curve. He's on a learning curve. He's on a learning curve. He's a rookie. He's a rookie, so we give him a pass. So he's sacked 25 times. That very same season saw Ezekiel Elliott with 322 carries, 354 total touches. The season in 17, when Zeke was suspended and he missed six games, Dak was sacked 32 times. And in 2018, another full season with Ezekiel Elliott, that saw Ezekiel Elliott for 304 carries, we saw Dak get sacked 56 times. For the last 3 years, Dak's QBR rating has been on the climb from 78.8 to 69.5 to 58.6. His overall QB rating, 104.9, 86.6, 96.9. Again, not you know, his 104.6 season with his rookie season was exceptional. But that was the season that saw Zeke dominate the carries for 322 carries, 354 touches total. Again, this isn't an indictment against Dak or even a knock on Amari. It's simply pointing out, A, running backs have the shortest shelf lives in the NFL. And this guy, we're talking about Zeke, 300 touches. You're getting 300 touches. He's going to get 300 carries. Anywhere from 45 to 70 additional receptions. More touches, more carries, more wear and tear, more damage to his body. This guy coming into the league has delivered what you need. Two rushing titles in three seasons. The six games he was suspended in the 2017 season, he still led the league in yards per game. There's no question. Now, I understand from Jerry's perspective, you can't just start breaking the bank. Jerry says we can't break the bank to where we can't keep the team intact, because some of the foolish things we've seen in sports, you know, we've seen contracts that pay one or two guys and it completely decimates the team. When you can't keep the top tier talent, you go from a Super Bowl, perennial Super Bowl contender to a team that's going 7-9. So I understand Jerry's position. Jerry's like, we want to get him extended. We want to get him paid, but we don't want to break the bank. Well, here's the thing, Jerry. You want to win Super Bowls? You haven't been in 22 years. Three playoff wins in 22 seasons. You guys got to figure it out. You got to figure out a way to make this work, because I'm telling you right now, if Ezekiel Elliott does not play in the 2019 NFL season, there is no Super Bowl for the Dallas Cowboys. And if the objective is to win a Super Bowl, if it is to win a championship, okay? Jerry Jones isn't owning Dallas Cowboys because it supports his lifestyle, because it's his bread and butter that makes him money. Jerry Jones owns the Dallas Cowboys, and they are worth $5+ billion because he's eccentric. Jerry Jones wants that six. Jerry Jones wants seven. We clearly know. Jerry Jones wants the Dallas Cowboys to truly be America's team, to have more Super Bowl trophies than anyone, to have more trophies than the Patriots and the Steelers. Right now, he's currently tied with the Niners. We know Jerry wants to break that threshold. But here's the thing, Jerry. Whatever's going on, whatever needs to happen, you're going to have to get Zeke in camp. And you're going to have to take care of that young man at 24 years old. Because any smart business person, You gotta look out for yourself in this day and age. And it is about love, sport, and competition. But football, just like anything else, now it's a business. And Zeke's gotta take care of himself. And at 24 years old, you gotta get your money, young man. Get your money, Zeke. So we'll see what happens with the Dallas Cowboys in the coming up weeks. I'll be really interested to see. I believe that we will see a deal get done with Jerry Jones, and we'll see a deal with Ezekiel Elliott, with these two coming together, and they're going to keep plugging along. I will be completely shocked if we do not see Ezekiel Elliott suiting up with the star on his helmet. But I'm telling you right now, you're not winning a championship with just Dak Prescott in that backfield. If you don't have Ezekiel Elliott, you might as well turn off the lights. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the rebranding of the Championship Drive known as City Street Sports. I am your player partner, Mr. Big Game James. We'll be back soon. Holla at your boy.